7 minutes left in the game. So we need to get one. If we can get one here, you know, we feel we're in pretty good shape.
So we don't get one, and we had
some good chances.
We had two or three,
and the one that really comes to mind is Blake.
Yeah.
Pietola, side of the net, rebound comes right to him, and Dahlstrom's sort of down and out, and Blake's just got to get it up over him. And either Dahlstrom got a piece of it and deflected over the net, or Blake just shot it over. But we don't score, and then things really get interesting, as you mentioned.
So we and the penalty problems with misconducts and everything happened. What was so fearful, in my opinion, was the fact that who was in the penalty box. We had Blake Pietola. We had David Johnstone in there, two of the guys that you want out on the ice in a crucial situation. But the rest of the guys were able to really hang on there.
Yeah, and you know, and we have to be careful. I mean, we're going to be in situations where you don't like the refereeing and things aren't going to go your way, and you have to maintain your composure and your focus, you know, especially in that situation. We have the lead, and what happened on the 5-on-4 on our power play, David Johnstone is coming down the ice, and let's call it what it is. He gets tackled, you know, yeah. and he's unhappy, and he gets talking a little bit, and I don't know if he's talking directly at the referee or not. He's just really mad, and for some reason the referee gives him 10. That sort of starts everything, and all of a sudden we're on the power play still. Jake Johnstone does a good job. We tell guys to go to the net, like that middle drive. So he's middle drive, going to the far post, and he actually sort of stops.
He did stop.
Stops in the crease, and one of their players comes by and doesn't hit him hard, but just bumps him, knocks him over into the goalie. The referee right there by the side of the net. You could see it when you watch it back. He sees the situation. He's pointing to where the faceoff is going to be in the zone, in northern zone, because they caused
the net
issue
to go off.
And then all of a sudden you see the referee by the way at the far blue line come racing in with his hand up and sort of pointing, and you're going, oh, no way. And sure enough, he's calling Jake Johnstone for
goaltender interference.
You know, but that's fine. We're still okay. We're still okay. But obviously, Blake's talking to the referee about the call, and then the next thing you know, he's giving him 10, and then that's when we get a bench minor, and basically all I'm doing is I'm clapping on the bench, and he gives me a bench minor for clapping, and that's the first time I've ever seen that. So now we put ourselves in a real bind, in a tough situation, and I give our team a ton of credit, because now, Dirk, we feel that sense of urgency that we're talking about. We played that last couple minutes like our season's on the line,
right,
with the urgency and the desperation and the composure that goes along with it, and we find a way to get through it.
We win it. We hold on. The Huskies end up 0-for-2 on the power play. Northern 2-for-4 on the man advantage. Shots 39-21 in favor of the Wildcats. Phoenix Copley just made some outstanding saves down at the end there to keep the puck out of the net. The defense did their job, and it was a big win for the Huskies.
Well, a huge win. You know, I got to, you know, give a shout-out to all our penalty killers there in the last little bit. You know, Dennis Ricks and obviously Tanner and C.J. Eich and Mike Neville and all our defensemen, Brad Stebner and Riley Sweeney and Cliff Watson, Jimmy Davis did a fantastic job. I mean, and then obviously Phoenix. He really didn't have to make any saves in the last 3 minutes, maybe one, you know, but they missed the net a lot. We blocked a lot of shots. We took away their passing lanes. We cleared the puck a number of times. So I thought we did a real, real good job the last 4 minutes to find a way to get the important 2 points.
Big win for the Huskies. We've got a lot more coming your way in a short period of time. Your question's coming up real soon. You still have us a little bit of time to get them in. DJ at the Mix93.com. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix93. I want to remind you that Coke Zero, all the taste, zero calories. Coca-Cola, check it out, Coke Zero, and Coca-Cola of Hancock, one of our great sponsors here on The Mel Pearson Show. More of The Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucco's Party Store in Calumet. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 15 and 18 packs of beer are on sale store wide. Get amped up with all your favorite energy drinks on special throughout the store. Don't forget, if you're going ice fishing, to pick up your license, bait, and party needs. And Bucco's also sells snowmobile trail permits. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
It's midwinter clearance time at Gardner's Gallery. Find rollback pricing in every department through the end of February. Save up to $300 on our Sealy Posturepedic bed sets. Save up to 50% in our flooring department. Carpet as low as 69 cents per square foot. Laminate as low as $1.29 a square foot. All in-stock lighting fixtures are half price. Sofas, recliners, dining, and bedroom sets all marked down. We're making room for the 2014 spring merchandise. 12-month no-interest financing and free delivery available. See us today at Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone!
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show. Time to get to your questions. And let's get to our first question, Coach. How and when are goalies encouraged to leave the net? This person says it makes me nervous every time I see them do it. And I'm sure he may be responding or commenting on Phoenix Copley. He struggled a little bit out of the net on Saturday night down at Northern.
Yeah, he did. There's a couple situations where he either whiffed on the puck or shot it into a player and left our net open. So as far as when they're encouraged to go out, it's pretty well a goaltender's read on that situation. Number one, whether he can get back and get the puck, depending how hard it's been shot in or rimmed around the boards, or if he can get to it. So we leave that up to the goalie. He's got to read the situation. If their player looks like he's going to get to the puck first before our player, that's usually the first read. Then he'll go out and try and play the puck and make a play with it. But Phoenix is usually pretty good with the puck. He's gotten so much better, believe it or not. Friday night I thought he did a real good job here at home handling the puck. And so if he can do that, it takes a lot of pressure off your defenseman on the forecheck. It's like having three defensemen. So we work on that at least twice a week with our goaltenders making plays and that, and we'll continue to work on Phoenix. But there's a lot going on. You have to read the situation, and then you still have to make the play. So it's really up to our goaltenders when they feel they can go out and make that play.
And how much does it change the game for the goaltender playing the puck when there are stanchions on the glass compared to the seamless glass?
Yeah. Well, we got, one bad bounce this weekend. You go to throw it around the glass, and Dirk's talking about some rinks, they have these metal pieces that hang out over the building, and if you hit those, I mean, it can bounce any which way, and it makes a difference. But so, you have to be careful there also.
Your roster is larger than a lot of teams. Why do you carry so many players, Coach? And when it seems like it's almost impossible to play them all on a regular basis and keep morale up.
Yeah, we have 29 on a roster, and most teams will have probably 27, 28. So we're not that far off. I think that the perfect number seems to be somewhere around 26, no lower than 26. So we're not that far off. I think one of the things we did as a staff when we got here, we transitioned into a new team, and we wanted to try and give everybody the opportunity to stay on the team, but at the same time we had to make, we feel, some upgrades in the roster. So that's why you'll see the roster a little bit bigger. I like it in practice for a lot of reasons. You can do a lot more some of the drills in practice than when you have a smaller roster, and consequently it's tough on game nights because then you're sitting out basically nine guys. You don't get the opportunity to play, so that's where it comes tough in the morale. But with injuries and situations, we've seemed to be able to get everybody in the end of the game.
Next question, are all players on scholarship, and can a player's scholarship either increase or decrease over the 4 years?
Well, and we have 18 scholarships amongst those 29 players, and it's been split up every which way, but you can think of. So we have some players on no scholarships or recruited walk-ons. We have some players on full scholarships, and we have some in between. So basically, you can be on any of that. We can increase players after the season, and we can decrease. The only reason you can decrease if there's a, it has to be for a good reason, whether academic.